In the studio with me now, we've got Neil from Kinetic Podiatry. How are you doing, Neil?
I am very well, Mike. Nice to meet you again.
We had a chat before, and it was one of the most intelligent conversations I think I've ever
had. It. You make me blush.
No, it's fantastic. It really was. Because I didn't realise that if you have certain knee problems and hip problems, it could be because your back isn't straight. And what fascinated me more than anything else is you can just look at somebody walking across the road and go, yeah, they've got their left foot.
That's very true.
Yes. That's just experience. That's just constant experience, isn't it?
I've done this for a few years now, so I've got a good eyeball for picking out like limb length differences, any wonkiness in their walking, people running in a funny way with their legs flapping out the back.
Flapping at the back?
Yeah, so some patients, when they have flat feet, when they run, they sort of run with their sort of feet flipping out the back.
It's not very efficient, basically.
Ideally, you want to be running heel to toe. That's the most efficient way.
Yeah.
But due to your foot type, it will make you run in a certain way.
Right.
It'll also make you walk in a certain way as well. And that's when all you start getting the hard skin formations on the side of the big toe joints. You start getting plantar fasciitis, heel pain. That can go up the big toe joint pain and then up to the shins, knees, hips and back.
You say I've seen some horrendous hard skin on people's feet.
Yeah.
It was my mum. She was 83.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, my feet are killing me. And I'm going, what is going on there? They were more like hooves. Bless her. And all the rest of it. But you look at it, you go, it was like 4 inches thick. I'm exaggerating a bit now, but
yeah.
But what is it just wearing across the side of the feet that does that?
So basically, hard skin's a protective mechanism. So if the shoes are too small or the patient's walking in a certain way due to their foot type, so basically, patients either have generally flat feet, like a low arch or excessively pronated feet, or really high arch foot type. Each foot type will have its own formation of hard skin in certain areas.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, it just builds up over time and it just gets worse and worse and worse. So ideally, come and see a podiatrist and then we can basically use my scalpel and debride away the hard skin and basically make it all smooth as a baby's bum again.
I saw a video on YouTube of a bloke that he was walking around bare feet all the time, and he had horrendous hard, and you saying it's a protection mechanism, it makes perfect sense, because if you are walking around without any shoes on all the time, then it would start to harden up.
Yeah. But then you get the problem of then it starts to crack and then it can lead to sort of deep fissures into the dermal layers, it can get infected. That can cause lots of problems. So if you do suffer from that, especially in the summertime, of guys and girls wearing flip-flops, back of the heels get really dried out, they start to crack, and then you start having problems after that. So making sure you have regular treatments, and then you want a good moisturizer on there as well. Normally I find E45 and Aqueous cream's a bit runny.
Yeah.
You want something a little bit thicker,
right,
so it helps absorb into the skin a lot better, and it helps keep the skin rehydrated.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, you've brought a foot with you.
Yes.
I don't mean you brought 12 inches with you. You've brought a foot. It's very disturbing when you brought a skeleton of a foot and a foot in with you this morning. I went, hold up, what's going on here? What's the foot for?
Well, I'll offer some pictures later for a start, but just really to show you again about flat foot. This is what I sort of deal with quite a lot.
I've
nearly amassed 1,400 patients.
Oh, really?
Sort of 4 or 5 years. So
wow.
I'm doing well, and most patients that present to see me with their aches and pains in their feet and legs is due to flat feet or low arch feet. So really, just sort of coming today just to talk to you and the listeners about flat feet. And if you do suffer from that, you know, come in. I do a free advisory consult. And if you do suffer from any lower limb injuries, please feel free to pop in and see me.
Okay.
We'll have a quick chat. I'll let you know if I can help you or not. And if you want to see me, great. If not, just go away, you know, have a think about it. Or I can maybe refer you on to someone else, like an orthopedic surgeon, if I feel you need further treatment for anything.
What is the cause of flat feet?
It's basically due to a little bony deformity within the foot structure itself.
Right.
Now, it's hereditary. So your parents will give it to you, or your grandparents will give it to you, and then it just keeps going down each generation pretty much.
Oh, really?
So your kids will give it to their kids, and it will just keep going. So that's basically pretty much where it comes from. So
you hear a few rumours of, you shouldn't wear trainers all the time, give you flat feet. Is that true?
It's basically your foot type. So in the military, for example, they used to have the black issue combat boots, or any issue for that matter. And patients will, spend so much money and buying different shoes and here, there and everywhere. But the problem is, it's not the shoe that's causing the problem, unless it's too small, of course.
Yeah.
It's the foot type within the shoe.
Right.
Now, with flat feet, as the foot rolls in, it makes the whole foot obviously roll in, but it also makes your little toes on the outside roll up and claw in, so that then puts more pressure. So patients start getting more soft corns in between their toes.
Ah, right.
It puts pressure on the outside of the foot as well. And that will also compress the foot to a degree. So once I've assessed the patient and give them an insole for their foot, it actually reduces the length of the foot by a few millimeters and also the width of the foot too, because it's been positioned better.
Yeah. Now, I used to have, years and years ago, don't laugh, I used to be a dancer years ago.
Okay.
Now, when I was a dancer, I suffered from an ingrowing toenail on both big toes.
Okay.
Which was very, very painful. I saw a video on YouTube of how they sort out an ingrowing toenail. I've never seen something so horrific before in my life. Is that something that people come with you?
Yeah, I got a lot of referrals from Bupa and the other insurance companies for ingrown toenails, and obviously regular patients as well. So basically, if you suffer from ingrown toenails, if you look at your big toe, you'll find that towards the midline of the body, you'll find that side curls in a lot more.
Right.
And that's due to flat feet. Because the foot's rolling in, it makes the nail curl around more.
Right.
And the thing is, then we start cutting it, and you pick a little bit. And next thing, you picked off half the nail, and it's like, and then that's when it starts to manifest, and
it starts to get worse. Yeah.
So you don't necessarily need to have surgery. Normally, conservative treatments can help manage that condition really nicely. So you don't have to have surgery. If after a period of time you think, you know what, I've had enough of this now, I need to get rid of this, we can either take out the whole nail and apply a chemical which stops it from growing back, or we don't have to. Or we can take sections of the nail out as well and apply a chemical. So ideally, it's just trying to give you a better quality of life. You shouldn't have to suffer.
Yeah, that was incredibly painful. Oh, yeah. One of the most painful things I've ever had, to be honest with you.
It's the most pathetic little bit of nail it's causing you the most amount of pain.
And I kept looking at this and looking at this, and the small piece of nail that was left in there, the body had worked it to the top of the toe, and I scratched the top of my toe, and it was sharp. I'm going, what's that? And I pulled this piece of toenail out of the top, the very top of my toe, when it hadn't split or anything. And I'm going, what is just, and that's when I started to realise the body is the most amazing thing I've ever come across. It's just, it grows itself and it just knows.
Well, basically your organs are changing. Well, the skin sort of rejuvenates every 2 weeks. Your whole body is basically rejuvenating. The cells are replacing themselves all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear of old boys being shot during the war.
Yeah.
And then bullets coming out of their skin.
Yeah, that was decades later. It just grows out.
Yeah. Body's an awesome bit of kit.
It is an amazing piece of kit. Now, you wanted to mention something about a Shenfield fair, is that right?
That's right, yep. So on the 8th of December, on Sunday, from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock, there's a fair in Shenfield Christmas Fair. There's going to be a massive event. There's going to be bands there. There's going to be lots of schools there as well. They're doing some dance shows with Rasmus and Mataz. And all the local businesses are getting together and are going to have stalls. And this is going to be a really lovely family day.
Yeah.
So if you're in the area, please feel free to pop by. I'm going to have a gazebo there. So if anybody would like to come and speak to me, I'm doing free advisory consults. So if you have any issues with your feet or legs, I can sort of have a quick chat with you and just give you some guidance on what I can do to help you.
Yeah.
But it should be a really good day. I've done the last sort of four. And it's always been a good event, and there's all sort of local businesses get together from that area, and it's a lovely day.
Right. Now, last time we spoke, I said if you've got any interesting cases, you're obviously leaving the names out.
Of course, yes.
Come in and talk to us, because I'm just nosy. I'll be honest with you. So have you had any really good juicy cases recently?
I had a patient once, I deal with diabetics as well.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Now, not all diabetics go this way, but some can lose sensation in their feet, and that can impact their circulation as well.
I had a friend.
Again, there's varying degrees of this. Just to make people listen, it's, you know, not everyone's going to go this way. Yeah. It's varying degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
Most are fine. It's just now and again where some patients have a few more difficulties. But this gentleman came in one day, and he literally had a hole, probably about a centimetre, 10 mils, worn in his big toe.
This is literally just
a hole.
This is quite common with diabetes. A friend of mine has just had this, this, in the top of his foot.
Yeah, so it's with diabetes, because you have a reduction in your sensations and circulation, you need to have your feet monitored more.
Yeah.
So at least we can do something about it early on instead of waiting, because some patients do wait. I think I'll get better.
No, you won't.
Just get it sorted. Just get on it and do it, because it's not going to get any better. And then it can be treated properly. You know, I dressed it up. We came in weekly, dressed it up, got the proper dressings on it, and it healed over. And
fantastic. So everything's okay with it?
Yeah.
Fingers crossed it stays that way.
Just need some TLC, that's all.
Yeah, a friend of mine, John, this has been going on for years with one of my friends. And it's just it started off as like a pimple or a spot, and then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And he just kept putting it off and putting it off. And in the end, he had and I saw the hole. It's a hole about as big as a 2p in his foot that just wouldn't. And he had to go down to the hospital. He was going from this hospital to that hospital, and they all kept cabbing him everywhere. Could he hardly walk? This has been going on for, it must be 4 years-ish.
Yeah, I used to work in the NHS for 14 years, and Yeah, if you've got any issues at all with your feet, there's no point messing about. Just get on it. You need to get your feet looked at properly, because it'll just manifest and get worse. That's the thing. And in worst case scenario, again, I'm emphasizing worst case scenario.
Yeah.
You know, it leads to foot amputation.
Yeah, it's part of your foot.
You lose a toe, then it's part of the foot, and it's your leg. So just get on
get it. Get it sorted.
Get sorted right away.
Now, if anybody's listening right now and thinks, oh, I've got that. I've got one of those going wrong. Oh, I keep tripping over, because you mentioned tripping over because your feet are out of alignments. And if they're thinking that right now, how can they get in contact with you?
If you call me on Brentwood, 514-739. That's Brentwood, 514-739. Or 07-857-736-020. That's 07-857-736-020. Or Neil at kineticpodiatry.co.uk. Just give us a contact. Either call me or come knock on my door at the Brentwood Centre. We can have a little chat and we can get an appointment sorted out for you, and I can look after you.
Fantastic. Neil, thank you so much. And you're always welcome to come back.
Thank you, Mike.
Any more interesting cases that you think people should know about, you come back and talk to us again.
I would love to. Thank you.